It's Qatar Jazz in Newport on Friday, September 21st. The Thompson House is where you can hear the Bobby Broom Trio. And the trio has a new release that they're touring with. It's called Upper West Side Story. And on the line right now is Bobby Broom. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Over the years, I mean, before we talk about what you're doing now, we've got to talk about some of the times you spent with the all-time greats, Sonny Rollins, Art Blakey, Miles Davis. That must have been pretty good to start your career like that.
Yeah, it was kind of like I was in a dream state or something. These were guys that I grew up listening to, of course, as a big jazz fan in my teenage years, discovering the music and figuring out who the principal players were and really, really enjoying their music and admiring them as musicians. So the chance to get to work with some of these guys was tremendous.
The one gig I definitely wanted to ask you about was working with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. You were the first ever guitarist with that band.
I didn't really ever play with the band in any regular way. I decided to go in a different direction, but I was, in fact, asked by Blakey to join the band. And I did spend some time playing with them alongside Wynton Marsalis when he first came to New York. At that time, we were both kind of taken under Blakey's wing and became members, so to speak.
And working with those musicians like Rollins and Davis, what did you take away from that time?
A lot of things. Too much to mention, really, an invaluable experience. But one thing that it did instill was that my instincts musically, my perspective was coming from the right place. If I was being endorsed by the guys that I looked up to in them hiring me and appreciating what I did, then I felt, well, I must be thinking about this in the right way. And so that's just informed me throughout my career and given me some modicum of confidence.
So what's the transition like then to go from being a sideman to leading your own band?
It's very slow. In some ways, it's really a logical step. It's not that difficult for me anyway. I mean, I think that I am a leader just as a personality. I have musical vision. I have ideas about what I want to do in music with my guitar and in groups and how I want to do things. So it just makes sense for me to exercise that creative quest. But it's not as though I've been one of the chosen ones in media or in the however this thing works. I stopped trying to figure that out a long time ago. But it's not like I'm a poster child for jazz, put it that way. And what I've accomplished as a leader, I've pretty much done by the sheer will and desire to be involved.
You mentioned tension from the media, and we should mention that Bobby Broom, the guitar player, you've made it onto the Downbeat Critics poll. Now, that's got to be something pretty big there. I mean, that's a longtime jazz tradition. How does that fit into what you're doing these days?
I'm not sure. I paid a lot of money to... No, just kidding. But it's an honor and, of course, not expected, I'll put it that way. It certainly came as somewhat of a surprise after all these years, and I feel like, well, I've been out here and playing, and I don't know, maybe it's just a matter of my continuing to be productive and be visible and things like that. So it's nice to finally get some recognition.
Well, let's talk about the Bobby Broom Trio. It's you and who are the other players?
Well, the other players are Dennis Carroll, who's been with me a very, very long time, over 20 years. He's on bass, and newest member, Micaiah McCraven, is on the drums, and he's on the new record.
What kind of music are you guys playing? I mean, are we going to see just straight ahead, real melodic stuff, any experimental things? What kind of style are you in?
That's a good question. I mean, I get pegged as some kind of traditionalist, bluesy, soul jazz. I get pegged a lot, but I think when people finally really just close their eyes, open their ears, there's a lot of things going on. There's an infusion of a lot of styles, I'll put it that way. there's always a straight-ahead undercurrent in the music, even if it's a funkier feeling, a beat or whatever. It's always swinging and vice versa. I grew up in the 70s, so at that time, the pop radio was just wide open with styles. You had Glen Campbell, you had Sly and the Family Stone. Look at that space in between and fit everything else in there. There were big band tunes, Frank Sinatra orchestrated My Way, and just so many different things. So this is the music that I took in and kind of what shaped my aesthetic and my perspective. So when I play and when I present music, especially with this trio, because Dennis, he's the same age as I am, so we have a similar outlook. We just mix it up a lot. Some of the things that we do border on free jazz, and some things border on jam band music. It's just all over the place, but there is some kind of cohesion, I believe.
You mentioned that you're into a lot of things. I'd like to also ask you about your other trio, the Deep Blue Organ Trio. And that, again, is playing to longstanding jazz traditions on that one. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, of course, that guitar, organ, and drums configuration is historic in jazz music. I mean, all of the great organ players played with all of the great guitar players. So there's that history. Just on my instrument, as a youngster, listening to Pat Martino play with Don Patterson, Wes Montgomery play with Jimmy Smith, Grant Green play with Larry Young, all of those examples of greatness in that music, it was, again, a logical thing for me to do because I love it so much. I mean, that was another side of the music that was so appealing to me. And my first love in jazz, before I really knew anything about jazz, it was just something that I stumbled upon from my dad bringing this record home, and it was a Charles Erlen record. I think I was about 10 or 11 years old, and it was that Black Talk record with The Age of Aquarius and More Today Than Yesterday. And I fell in love with the record. I didn't know it was jazz. I didn't care. It was just music, and it just felt really good, and I would play this thing every day, and grew to love that music, and magically wound up playing with Charles for quite a long time when he moved to Chicago in the late 80s. We recorded a couple of records with him. So the Deep Blue Organ Trio, we've been playing together since 1991 or two, just kind of getting together, doing gigs. We had a regular gig at the Cotton Club in Chicago for a couple of years in the early 90s, mid-90s. Just doing various gigs around. And then in 99, we decided or felt that there was something that we had developed that we should try to share with people. We made that decision, and then the synchronicity kicked in, and things started to happen, and we were able to have this thing take off. And it's been a lot of fun to watch, let alone be a part of.
We're speaking with Bobby Broom, the guitarist bringing his trio to town on September 21st. I want to ask you, too, just a little bit, perhaps, along with your playing all over Chicago and stuff, you're also a teacher there. I wanted to know where you're teaching and how long have you been doing that?
Well, I've been doing that, wow, since the early 80s, when I was in my early 20s. I got a call one day when they had answering machines with cassettes. I get this message from Jackie McLean, and he's asking me about teaching, saying he has a job for me, and I keep rewinding this thing. Did he say Jackie McLean? Wait a minute, how did he get my number? Hold on. So that began my foray into academia, and this was long before I had my undergrad degree, but Jackie saw something in me, and he instilled something in me that I carry it to this day. I said, well, I don't know what to say to these kids. I'm a kid. I don't know what, I never taught. I don't know what I'm doing. He said, well, just be yourself, talk to them, and share your experience with them, because they are aspiring to do what you're doing. So I said, well, okay, I can do that. And that seems to work. And of course, as I've gotten older and more secure in my knowledge, it's easier to share and to teach. Well, I've taught at DePaul University for many, many years. I ended that some years ago and taught at Roosevelt University, just about all the universities in the Chicago area, not Northwestern. I did get my master's from Northwestern a few years ago. And now I'm at North Park University, which is a school in the heart of Chicago.
This is all going to come together on Friday, September 21st at the Thompson House. The Bobby Broom Trio playing a gig there over in Newport that evening. And Bobby Broom, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope to see you all out there.
Should be a great time. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Frank Johnson.